So, in asking yourself about this Oregon assisted suicide law, okay, the people of Oregon voted twice for this by pretty good majorities. But there are people saying, oh, you can't do that. Then they go, wait a minute, we're the people of Oregon. I thought you conservatives believe in states' rights. I thought you believe in the rights of the people over the federal government. Yeah, but that's not monolithic. I mean, these issues go deeper than just states' rights versus federalism. Because if we're able to ace out of the equation, if government, as we were founded, is not going to protect, stand for, defend the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, then who will? Furthermore, after we wipe that out of the equation, then we're going to turn over the decision to the patient, i.e. victim, and his or her doctor. Well, why do we want to corrupt the medical profession here? If people want to kill themselves, there are ways of doing this. A six-pack and a hose and go sit in your car and wave sayonara. You can take a cruise ship on Lake George in New York. There are any number of ways. I'm sorry, but there are any number of ways that... Yeah, well, I'm just saying that was an incompetent situation up there. But my point is, nobody is stopping anybody from killing themselves. This is not an exact science. You're putting a lot of power, even though it may not sound like it, in the hands of the doctors. So you as a patient go in, yeah, doc, oh, man, I'm in bad shape. I want that medicine, man. I want to wipe myself up. Okay, pal, I see your pain, and I'll look at it. Yeah, you got 6 months. Another doctor does the same thing. Doctors are still making the decision. Yep, 6 months, 6 months, we concur. Patient is of sound mental state, and bammo. The excitement over this, something, it just kind of gnaws at me. We have death activists out there. You know, there's a lot of things I understand in life, but I don't understand death activists. Well, in a political sense, I do, but just in a strictly human sense, I don't. I love the Hunter Thompson method. You go into your kitchen, you grab a shotgun, you aim, and the shotgun you can't miss. You blow yourself up in the kitchen sink so you don't create a mess. Then Johnny Depp comes out to your house and blows your ashes into outer space via a cannon.